God bless you and good morning. Top of the morning to everyone. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, your host of the Line of Fire Prayer broadcast. And we are so glad that you're listening in this morning or whenever you may listen to this broadcast. God is good. He is the great I am. And you heard Only Believe by Bishop Frank Anthon White and the Shekinah Choir. He is good. He is the great I am. We're excited with this prayer broadcast today. We have some very wonderful special guests who are going to be praying for us and with us and praying for the nations. We're excited, so we're going to go ahead and get ready and move on with this show. We're going to hear some scriptures just talking about the I Am. Jesus is the great I Am, and I would trust on today that you would be blessed and you believe that he is the great I Am. And if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, that you may come to know him today. All you have to do is ask to be forgiven of your sins. You believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Ask for forgiveness and accept him in your heart. We're going to play some scriptures about the I Am, and then we'll go right into the rest of the prayer broadcast. I'm going to be praying some prayers of acceleration and declaration, and then we'll introduce our guest on today. We'll also hear a short selection, I Need Thee by Anne McCrary. Be blessed, be encouraged on today. The word of the Lord for today. I will be reading scriptures regarding the I Am. The first scripture, Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. John 6 and 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 10 and 9. I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10 and 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 11 and 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 15 and 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word on today, the I Am.
I need thee.
Faye Maureen Radio presents Prayers of Confession and Declarations. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Forgive us, for we know we have come short of your glory. We declare that you are the Lord of our lives, and your word instructs us that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. So on today, we ask that you wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, wash the thoughts and intents of our hearts in your blood. Sanctify our attitudes and sanctify our emotions. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord Jesus, your word lets us know that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you would not hear us. So, Lord, help us on today. Let us continue to pray and make these declarations. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. That's Job 22:28. So in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I will do great exploits for the kingdom of God. That's from Daniel 11:32. I decree and I declare that your blessings will overtake me suddenly. I declare in the name of Jesus acceleration and upward movement on my behalf according to your divine will. I decree and I declare that I will not give up. I am a warrior and I will win souls for the kingdom. Lord Jesus, we will hear what you will speak and we will act on your behalf. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare that I will be like Nehemiah. This is my 52 days, and I will not come down from the wall until I finish the great work. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that I am standing on the promises of your word. You are not a man that you should lie. I'm standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made me free. I am standing with my loins girt about with truth. I'm standing on the many testimonies that you allowed me to have. And having done all to stand, I am standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of all of those who love you. I will fast and pray in secret so that you will reward me openly. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, upbraid everything around me. In Jesus' name, amen. And we thank God for the prayer. And again, you be encouraged this morning. And now it's my honor and privilege to share with you on this morning a great, great woman of God from the greater New York City area. She's a social worker. She's a mother, grandmother, and she also oversees and supervises women in the Church of God in Christ, the organization which I am a part of, in what we call Eastern New York, the third jurisdiction. So be blessed by Mother Edna Pacola Foster Lewis. Praying. We're so glad to have with us on this morning on the Line of Fire Prayer Broadcast a dynamic woman of God. Mother Edna P. Lewis is a woman of God. She loves the Lord. She serves as the State Supervisor of Women in the Church of God in Christ, Eastern New York, Third Jurisdiction. And her bishop is Bishop Frank Otho White, a general board member of the church. And she goes the way of life, Church of God in Christ, with her pastor as her husband. And we thank God for her being with us on this morning. She has a very, very busy schedule. So we just ask if she could come and just offer prayer for the saints on this morning. So we're in your hands, Mother Lewis.
Lord, we are grateful today for your many blessings, and we realize that the mercies are new for us today. We are gleaming and glowing in your presence, and we thank you. You've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And now you're giving us the insight to be more healthy, not only physically, but spiritually. Lord, we ask that you would intercede for any spiritual blindness that may be among your people. Lord, open our eyes so that we might see. Open our ears so that we might hear. And let whatever we do be done to the honor and the glory of God. We again praise you today for this opportunity to be within the airways. Although the prince of this earth supposedly is Satan, but we are grateful that because of the God in us, wherever we go, the environment is changed. And we're grateful for men and women, boys and girls who are coming into the kingdom. Lord, let our light so shine that men might see the good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Lord, look on this dear woman of God, Dr. Butler, and every initiative that she undertakes. May her hands focus and be blessed. May the Lord God bless her and all of the work of her hands, and that her joy might be made complete. To anyone today who is having any situational or temporary things going on in their lives, may we speak into existence the mere plans that you know that you have for us, O God. We're grateful because we know you as our Savior. We know you as a keeper. We know you as a guide and a leader. And thank you because the Holy Ghost leads and guides us into all truth. We realize in this society we're dealing with this new norm. But God, because the people of God will be the ones that share the gospel, the good news, because that is the truth. Oh, whatever the world may project, thank God that we have the Word of God, where we find valid information in the Scripture so that we might bring this world to an reckoning situation that they'll want to research and find you, God, not what is in a magazine, but, oh, God, what they can find through the Biblos, the Bible, the infallible Word of God. And we just want to say thank you because you're God. We want to say thank you because you woke us up this morning. We want to say thank you because this is going to be a tremendous day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Lewis, for blessing the people of God and for sharing with us on this morning. May you have a blessed day, and we'll see you soon.
God bless you.
Okay, take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
There's an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org website and click on Ministries and look for the Missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
And our Line of Fire guest on this morning for Voices of the Nations is Evangelist Michelle Headley, originally from Guyana, now residing in the United States. Be blessed as she prays for the nation and for our spiritual hearing. I am so happy to have on Line of Fire prayer show, prayer broadcast on this morning, a dynamic woman of God. Actually, I know her quite well. She is my prayer partner, and I have the honor and privilege of serving as her pastor. This is Evangelist Michelle Headley, who is strongly used in the prophetic anointing, and just we thank God for her prayer life. And Evangelist Michelle, the prayer broadcast is in your hands, just to share with us in prayer on this morning.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious life. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we worship you this morning in the beauty of your holiness, O God.
Yes,
Father, Lord, this morning we just want to decree and declare, O Lord God, that it's all about you and not about us.
Yes,
today we just come, Lord God, in heaven to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for all that you've done, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for how you brought us thus far. Thank you how you deliver us from darkness and into your marvelous light.
Ooh.
We just want to thank you, Lord God, even for this moment in time, Lord God, that you've given us that we can come together and worship, O Lord God. So, Father, today we just want to say, Lord God, we just love you, Jesus. Jesus, we just want to tell you how much we love you for your faithfulness toward us, oh God. Oh, today we just want to say, Lord God, in heaven, that we ask that you would have your way with us, oh God, even as we move forward in the future, God. Our future is in your hands, Lord God, in heaven. So we ask, oh Lord God, that you would have your way concerning our future, oh God. Father God, you know what is right for us, oh God, at the right moment in time, oh God. You even know the seasons that we're in, oh God, for you move by season and time and age. So even this season that we're in, Lord God, we ask that we would be even more prayerful to you, God. You said man should pray without ceasing, oh God. So this morning, oh Lord God, I pray, oh God, that all your people, Lord God, would gather together in the assembly of the righteousness, Lord God, in heaven, to pray and pray, Lord God, concerning issues, Lord God, that you've laid in our hearts to pray about, oh God. So this morning, God, we just want to lift up nations to you, oh God. We ask this morning, oh God, that you would touch the nations, Lord God, in heaven, that are going through turmoil. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask, oh God, in heaven, that you would visit those nations, oh Lord God, in heaven, and look for a remnant, oh Lord God, in heaven. Oh, that you can restore order in your nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you today that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, the nations belong to you, oh God. Oh, so today we ask that you would stretch out, oh God, your scepter of righteousness over every nation, and bless every nation, and bring every nation into order, oh God, that would come to know the full truth that you are Jesus Christ, who died for nations and who died for the world. So today, oh Lord God in heaven, as we gather our faith together, oh God, we just want to say, Lord God, that our faith are combined, oh God, believing, Lord God in heaven, that there would be a change in the nations, oh God, that you would raise up radical people, Lord God, to go into these nations, Lord God in heaven, to make a way, Lord God in heaven, for the generations that is to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to lift up China to you. We thank you for the great work that you're doing in China. We want to lift up Brazil to you. We thank you for the transformation and how you've used Brazil, oh Lord God, as an example. Lord God, in the South, how you've raised up Brazil and you've raised up a standard in Brazil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, oh Lord God, in heaven, for all the wars that have been taking place for many years in Central America, God. How you've ceased those wars, oh God, and you did a great turnaround in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you, oh Lord God, for how you've moved mightily throughout the Caribbean, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to thank you, oh Lord God, in heaven, for the great work that you're doing in the United States, oh God. How you've raised up radical missionaries to go forth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to make a difference, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, how you've made a way, Lord God, in heaven, to protect your people, oh God. So, Father God, even as we move further around the world, oh God, we want to thank you, oh God, for the great work that you have done in the West, that it shall be done in the East, oh God. We come against the enemy even right now in the name of Jesus. That stronghold, oh God, in heaven, that he's trying to use concerning the Eastern nations, oh God. Father God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we forbid him to operate in those regions right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you how you've lay the nations in my heart, oh God, that we need to come together and pray and gather in the assembly to pray for nations,
oh God,
in the name of Jesus, even in these last days, oh God, for you know every need that we have, oh God. You are a need supplier, oh God, but we must listen carefully, that when you speak and when you speak, what we are to listen to know what we are to pray about, oh God. So we lift up these nations in the East to you, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we lose, oh, Lord God, peace over those nations right now in the name of Jesus. We lose hope against hope in the name of Jesus. We ask that your spirit would move mightily, oh, Lord God. Father God, protect those, oh, Lord God, that have given their lives to you, oh, Lord God. Protect them, oh, God, from the wiles of the enemy, oh, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come over them, oh, God. Protect them, O Lord God, once again in the name of Jesus. For you know, O God, the stronghold that the enemy is using, O God, concerning religion, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, you're not looking for religion, but you're looking for relationship with men, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said, Lord God, come let us reason, my God. So in the name of Jesus, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, in heaven, how you're restoring once again relationships in the hearts of your people, O God.
Yes,
so touch
God.
The hearts of the people in the east, touch the hearts of the people in the west, touch the hearts of the people in the north, and touch the hearts of the people in the south, O God.
Yes,
incline
God.
Their ears to hear when you speak, O God.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
order every step in your word, O God.
Yes,
let
God.
Every hands lift up unto you, O God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
The name
receive
of Jesus.
The download. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, O Lord God in heaven, for the move that you're doing and for the work that you're doing over these nations right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up Africa to you, my God, in the name
in
of
name
Jesus.
Yes,
we want to thank you, O Lord God in heaven, for great men and great women that come out of those nations, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
name
we want to thank you for Europe even right now, O God.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, O Lord God in heaven, that you've brought Europe to a place, my God, in heaven to understand, Lord God,
yes,
that it's
God.
All about you, my God, and not about them. Father, we just want to thank you, O Lord God in heaven, for the mighty radical move in England, O God.
Yes,
I want to thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Father God in heaven, that righteousness would prevail, O God, once again in this world, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you, O God.
God,
Father God, we
you.
Give you the praise and the glory and the honor, O God.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus, my God,
Lord
I want to thank you, Lord God, that
thank
you're
God.
Speaking every time. You speak every day. And we ought to listen carefully to what you're saying, oh my God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, it's all about souls for you, God. It's all about souls right now, my God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
To help us to understand, oh Lord God, that those who win at souls are wise, oh God. So in the name of Jesus, we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor, my God. Oh, we worship you once again, God. We praise you and we honor you. Help our ears to listen and to understand this morning, oh God. Oh, incline our ears once again, oh God.
Yes,
open
God.
Up our ear gate to hear when you speak, my God. Open up our hearts to understand, oh God, what you need us to do, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, today we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor, my God. In the name of Jesus, we give it all to you, my God. We say yes to your will and yes,
yes
to your
Lord.
Way, O God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, my God, we pray
yes,
today,
Lord.
My God,
yes, Lord.
That the ears of your people would listen carefully to what you're saying, O my God, and we would come to a place to gather together, O God, to pray in one accord. In the name of Jesus, my God,
mm.
hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
We just want to thank you. We just want to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, for it all belongs to you, O God. Bless
yes,
your people that are listening this morning, O God.
Yes, God yes.
Bless your people, Lord God, in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And bless you, bless you, bless you, Evangelist Michelle. May the Lord be with you today. Thank you so much for sharing with the people of God on this morning. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Early Sunday morning worship. Join us at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where yours truly is the founder and pastor. Prayer, power, and preaching with miracles, signs, and wonders. We are located at 192-18 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. Our Sunday celebration begins at 7:30 a.m., and Sunday school follows our morning celebration. Thursday evening, we have prayer beginning at 6:30 p.m., and Empowerment Zone teaching begins at 6:45 p.m. Join us for fellowship and for worship. We look forward to greeting you at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. Thank you so much for being with us on today.
And we know that you are truly blessed by our mother, Epicola Foster Lewis, Dr. Lewis, praying for us on today, and for Evangelist Michelle Headley, who prayed the prayer for the nations and for our spiritual hearing. May you be blessed as you go throughout the day. May you take these prayers with you. Remember the scriptures from the I Am. Be blessed. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to seek what he is saying for your life. Let him order your steps. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. As Miss Tina Campbell takes the show out, playing, we're going to play a little bit of her song, Speak the Word. You all be blessed until the next time.